Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Welcome back to Nacho Sports and Stuff, everyone. Today, are you ready for a double upload? You already know, we're back at it again. In episode one today, we checked out the MLB postseason / playoffs. Go check that out one first, but come back to this one later. You already know. Okay, so today we're going over football. This includes the Big Ten, most relevant conference in football, as I said last time in the first episode today. And, of course, the NFL. So we're going to be taking a look at the games this week, seeing which ones we think will be important, not important, and predicting who we think will win in these games. So I'm passing it off to Speed. Actually, I think I'm going to go first with the Big Ten. So in game one, we have 11th Michigan State against Rutgers, and it's at Rutgers. I still don't think this one will be even close again. I think it's going to be Michigan. Even though Michigan hasn't been insane this year, they're still 11th, and they're doing pretty good. Not insane. And plus, Rutgers is Rutgers, so no disrespect, but they're not very good. Speed?
I'm going to be a little biased here because my mom went to Rutgers. I'm just going to go Rutgers, even though that I don't have all faith in them. They did show up against Michigan State. They had a very good game. They did get smacked last week by, I think, Ohio State. I'm not sure. Some team. But I'm just going to be a little biased and go Rutgers, but don't have all my faith on them, and I would definitely not bet on. So if you guys around the world, if you're listening, which you might not be, do not bet on Rutgers. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, JD, take it away.
Definitely a great intake there to not bet on Rutgers. But Michigan State is a 5-0 team right now, of course, ranked 11th, as Smith said. And they are favored currently 65.3% over Rutgers. I do think Rutgers can give them a good fight here, though. Rutgers is at home. They're not doing that bad themselves. They did, as Speedy said, get beaten by Michigan a couple weeks ago. But I think that they can, of course, give Michigan State a fight. I do think Michigan State pulls us out, though.
Smithy, he means game. To flip those. Yeah, he means
he it's just
they put up a good fight against Michigan, God Lord, I messed it up myself. All right, Smith, just take it away. My bad.
Okay, sorry about that, folks. And for the second game, we have Maryland at Ohio State. Ohio State being ranked 7th in this game. Ohio State, I'm not saying they're having a down year, but they did lose it to Oregon a little bit ago. It wasn't a bad loss, but that did set them back a lot. But I still think that Michigan is going to be Maryland. Funny enough, the Nacho Sports and Stuff crew actually went to a Maryland game. We saw them get destroyed by Iowa. I think the final score was like 51-17. Very fun game, though.
Vlogged on my Instagram page, Speedy1001. Go follow there. But yeah.
Speed, what do you think about this game?
It's the Terps. They're not going to win. They just lost one of their best players in that Iowa game, number 7, I'm almost sure. His leg got a little roughed up. So yeah, I'm definitely not going Maryland. JD?
Of course, I'm going to pick Ohio State here. I mean, for the first 4 weeks, Maryland looked like a very explosive offense. But, in that Iowa game, Tua's brother, don't know his full name. I know he's Tagovailoa, though.
And it's like Talia?
Yeah. He didn't have a great game. He threw those 5 picks. I think he was definitely, after those first 2 in the first quarter, I don't think he was very, he just needs that morale. He needs to get a little boost. And I think they can definitely put up some points on this Ohio State team. If that offense comes alive, they can put up some points. I do think Ohio State is going to win, though. Smithy, next game.
Wisconsin at Illinois. So, don't know too much about both these teams. Both of them are not ranked. The Badgers, they've had a bit of a slow start this season. I think the Badgers have had good teams in the past, but this year it's just not their year. They've been struggling a bit. Both of these games, they haven't looked too good. It choked against Notre Dame, and ever since then, I think it's been just slower decrease. Although, I don't know too much about Illinois. I'm just going to go with the team I know more about, I guess Wisconsin. Although, it wouldn't shock me if Illinois won. I don't know anything about either of them. Speed.
Okay, Smith. Since I'm a Badgers fan and you're a Minnesota fan, I'm just going to say Bowling State, just so that you can get that into your little brain right there. Also, we've had probably one of our best defensive starts in a while. And don't you dare, people around the world, if you're watching, which you probably aren't, but don't you dare say that that the Badgers have had a bad game. Graham Mertz has carried this team to all of our losses. We have probably the worst offensive years in a while. We have Malusi, who's good, but he's not as explosive as Corey Clement or Melvin Gordon. Oh my God, when Melvin Gordon was in college, he was probably my favorite player of all time in any sports. But then he left, and now he's with the Broncos, which, now he's kind of irrelevant. And also Jonathan Taylor, who's now doing amazing things in the Colts franchise. And by the way, pick him up in your fantasy team, because he'll do you well. But also, if you... sorry, that was JD's brother in the background. If you don't say that the Badgers are going to beat Illinois, I have no respect for you, because we have probably the best defensive starts in our years. We had some shaky starts in LSU back in like 2016, and we're like the one LSU player got ejected for hitting our guys. But I'm going Badgers just because I'm biased, and I just want to just tell Smith Bowling State. And yeah, JD, you.
I just want to point out one thing before JD goes. Just because you've had a good start doesn't mean you're good. Yeah, I mean, just to say, our defense, this is Speed, by the way, our defense is like 100th in the country, but our offense is like, it's not that good either. Your defense, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not insane. It's fine, I guess, but it only may look good because your offense is the absolute dog.
Well, our defense has been amazing.
I'm just gonna say that if you're gonna try to roast Smith, at least say the name right. It's Bowling Green, bro. Bowling State? Imagine.
I don't care! No, I've never heard of them. That's why I got the name wrong, because they lost to a bunch of nobodies. And Smith, we have the third lowest yards per play in the nation with only 4.29. And guess who's first? Georgia with 3.33 and Iowa State at 4.07. We have the best, one of the best, if not the best, in the Big Ten have the best defense. We are one of the best defensive teams, but probably one of the worst offensive teams, just because Graham Mertz is probably one of the worst quarterbacks that Wisconsin has ever seen in its franchise. Like, Russell Westbrook, I mean, Russell Wilson, he was amazing. We led him to some great stuff. Obviously, he's doing his thing in Seattle. And so, Smith, yeah. All right, JD, just go ahead. I was going to say that
both the Iowa and Penn State defense, I think, are better than Wisconsin's defense. Second of all, Illinois is going to win this game. Wisconsin's coming off a terrible loss last week. Illinois is going to win this game. I don't know if it's going to be by much, but they're going to win this game because Wisconsin is just so demoralized from losing a lot of important games that could have put them into top 10. If Wisconsin wins games in important situations, they can be a top 5 team right now, but they have not come alive when they have needed to, and that's why Illinois is going to win this game. Smithy, next game.
Also, another thing, I'm not trying to bring it back, but I think Wisconsin started the season being like ranked 19th. I'm pretty sure they were like at somewhere between 17th and like 23rd, somewhere in between that. And they've consistently lost so many good games that they should have won. They're not even ranked anymore. Anyway,
yeah, I just want to. I believe it was number like 13 for Wisconsin at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Smith, you were fronting right before this episode. You were fronting on how on how Minnesota is like, what, 39th best in the nation? Which, how can you be fronting at that? And JD, also, you guys gave up, hold on, you guys gave up 17 points to Iowa State. And
you can, okay, you can talk about the Gophers all you want, but Iowa's third in the country right now.
Yeah, Iowa's third in the country. And also, in the past 2.5 seasons, the Iowa defense has not let up more than 25 points. You let up 41 in Notre Dame, and you're saying that your defense is better than ours.
Yeah, because Notre Dame, Graham Mertz,
and they got a special team touchdown. Sure. Yes. Okay, they still scored 21 points on you. They still beat you without those three touchdowns, Speed.
Yeah, dude, if our offense doesn't do anything, then we are going to be demoralized. That's why Penn State is going to beat you guys.
Anyway,
Penn State has an explosive offense. Iowa does not have that good of a defense. I'm just going to say that. You guys are highly overrated, and it's going to be so much fun talking about this camping this weekend. Oh, my Lord, you guys are very over. You're third in the country. Third in the country.
I'm not saying
harder than The Rock when he goes skydiving.
I'm not saying Speed is right, but I do think. I'm just saying I do think I was a little bit overrated. I think they are top 10.
Let's just.
I don't think they're good.
Let's just go to a new game.
I think Iowa is a solid like at seven to four, something around there.
Go to a different game. We already have we also have to do the NFL. But JD,
that game probably had the most speed, and will probably be the most exciting game in the Big Ten. Anyway, the last game, 9th-ranked Michigan against Nebraska. I mean, what is there to say? I think Michigan's going to win this game.
Yeah, nothing else to say.
I think JD. Also Michigan wins this game.
Yeah.
All
right, that was. A lot of beef in that section, but Speed.
Oh, something.
What do you have to say about the NFL this week?
So we got 5 really good games coming up, and it's going to be very fun watching these. So I suggest that you have these recorded if you can't see them, or just get them on your last page on your remote, just so you can see the scores every single minute. First, we got Bills Chiefs starting it off with probably the best game. That I think is going to be in this regular season and probably the most coin flip game in this whole season. It's the Bills versus Kansas City Chiefs. You know what Patrick Mahomes can do in these very high topic games, and you know the Bills. They've been doing very good stuff. Josh Allen, especially. But yeah. So, Smith, do you want to cap it off? You know, start the shower. With us, and then we'll do the same order as we did with the football and baseball.
Yep, sure. All right. So, I do think the Bills are going to win this game. I'm not trying to be biased, but looking at the past weeks, the Chiefs just haven't had a very good start. And maybe that's just because of their start. They could have a very good finish and end up making the playoffs. And I know that the Bills lost to the Steelers, but I still think the Bills' defense... The Bills defense is a top 5, maybe top 7, top 5 defense in the league. Their defense is good. They have good corners. Their D-line, solid. It's decent. It's pretty good. I think the Bills are going to win this game. And it all comes down to how much Josh Allen, how accurate he is in this game. He's got the power, but if he can hit Diggs and Cole Beasley, and I can't think of another receiver on the spot right now. But if he can hit those receivers, he's going to win this game.
I think you're right in the Josh Allen department, but it's also if the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes can do the same thing that he did with Tyreek Hill last week. Tyreek Hill had an amazing week. Patrick Mahomes had a very good week. Tyreek Hill being the highest ranked defenders and highest ranked wide receivers in fantasy, and I just think that it's gonna be a coin flip to the point where I can't even pick a side because it's so even that it's just hard to pick one. But if I were to choose one, which I don't want to, I'm gonna go Bills just because it kind of feels like they have a better defense. And I don't know if Tyrann Mathieu is back, But if he is, I mean, he just got off of COVID or something COVID-related I saw. I don't think he'll be at his top self, so they will definitely try to hit Beasley and Diggs on the corners. And yeah. JD?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I was having mic issues. But as we know, the Bills have a very explosive offense. And the Chiefs' defense, as you know, is not really top tier. So I think if the Bills execute their offensive plan, and as we saw last week, the Chiefs, you know, or the last couple weeks, the Chiefs, of course, lost those two games and didn't beat the Eagles by as much as they should have. I think the Bills do come out with a win here at, I believe it's at Arrowhead Stadium. So, Smithy, or Speedy.
Our next game is the Saints versus the Washington football team, which very also kind of, I wouldn't say even game, but just game that maybe could have a high scoring or that could maybe not have a high, very high scoring game. Because two not so talented defenses, because kind of feels like the Washington football team has been kind of overrated with their defensive rank at the start of the season, and they've definitely been showing that they're not being as good and not and shouldn't be as highly ranked versus the Saints, who, I mean, they have some talent. I mean, pretty sure Jameis Winston's on the team. I always forget the Saints, the Saints quarterback after Breeze left, because, you know, it was just so easy saying, oh yeah, Breeze is starting. But yeah, Smith, take it away.
I mean, I'm not saying this game is irrelevant, but there's two teams who are kind of just meh, mediocre. I mean, the Saints look good in weeks 1 and 3. Like, other than that, they haven't been too good. And the football team, I mean, the football team is a football team. They're mediocre at best. I'll go Saints here just because I think they have more pure talent and less little, like, lucky games, I guess. So I'd go Saints. Kind of just a meh game to me. Judy?
Yeah, it's the same thing with Smith, but, like, the thing about it is, although it might be two teams that are going to be really, you know, people that who are going deep into the playoffs, I think it's two pretty evenly matched teams because it's two teams that are kind of, like, in the middle. They aren't rock bottom, but they aren't top tier. I think that the Washington football team defense can definitely stop this Saints offense, but it all rolls down to if the football team can score points, which they don't do very well at. So I'm going to go with football team just because of their defense's ability. And Speedy, what's our next game?
Our next game is the one and only Chargers versus Browns, which I think is going to be a very exciting game to watch. And Chargers, they got Herbert, Keenan Allen, Eckler. They have a very good offense. They don't make a lot of bad decisions on the field. They make the right play calls in the right circumstances. And so yeah, I just think that the Browns-Chargers game is going to be a very good game to watch. Smith, you can take it away, and then it'll be me and then JD for our predictions.
I'm going to go Chargers here again. Like we said, they have a pretty good offense. And even then, Joey Bosa in the back. Or is it Nick Bosa? I can't remember which Bosa is.
One of the two. On the Chargers. One of the two.
Yeah, one of them is on the Chargers.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's the way around. I'm sorry. Joey's on the Chargers. Nick is on the 49ers.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Anyways, they have a good defense. Also, Baker has been so underwhelming. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like Baker's been very underwhelming this season. Hasn't lived up to the hype. And if you think about it, Baker was a first overall pick. And to have your first overall pick playing like this is a bit disappointing. I don't think the Browns are good this season. They did pretty good last season. But even then, like I think they got some luck playing the Steelers. I think they got lucky playing the Steelers. But, like, I don't know. Baker has been a bit underwhelming this season. I'm going Chargers.
Smith, you are right that Baker has been underwhelming. But, you know, Baker, he'll definitely break out of shell one of these games coming up. It might not be this game, but the thing is, they still do have Nick Chubb in the backfield, which they can easily use him and make him such a very easy choice to pick from. And Chargers are also very good. They have Keenan Allen on the edges and also with some other
guys. Joey Bosa, that's what I'm saying, though. If they can lock down that run game and make Baker throw – and Baker, he's not a terrible thrower. And if you take a look at his receiving targets, also not that good. He doesn't have too many options, and he's a mediocre thrower against this good defense. I don't think the Browns are going
to. I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, I'm agreeing with you. Like, for some reason, Nick Chubb has not as many touches as not as many touches as I would think. If Baker's struggling this much, then they should definitely start maybe switching up Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, because Chubb's really fast. Kareem Hunt's very powerful. Make them switch up on him. Make so maybe they double up on Chubb two plays, and then they do Kareem Hunt for the rest of the quarter, and then switch him out only once or twice. But I think that the Chargers, if they lock down this whole offense, the Browns have no defensive ability to stop them with the power that they have with Herbert, Keenan Allen, and Eckler. JD?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the reason that Chubb doesn't have as many carries as you would think, is because when you have as good dual running back threats as Chubb and Kareem Hunt, you realize that, you know, you're not going to get as many touches. So that's why Kareem Hunt's getting a lot of touches, Nick Chubb's getting a lot of touches, and I've seen a lot of headlines, as you guys have both said, that Baker's one of the most replaceable QBs in the league. You can put anyone behind there, and that offense can still function. And as you said, Smitty, like, he was a first-round pick. Like, people like Jared Goff were also first-round picks. Like, the draft is such, like, a boom or bust. Like, Trevor Lawrence hasn't really been playing that well. You could say.
Not only, Baker was a first overall pick. Baker went first overall.
Yeah, that's
overall.
What I meant, was first overall. Yeah. Well, it's like Jared Goff and Trevor Lawrence are both first overall picks. And it's really just a gamble. And I think that the Browns do come out with this. It's going to be a close game, but I have faith that this Browns offense can score points, and I have faith that the Browns defense will hold up.
Next game is it's kind of with the Saints and the football team very alike in these games. The Patriots versus the Texans. As I said, you might not want to tune into this game very much, but if you think that it's going to be a low-scoring game, but if you believe in these two offenses and the horrible defenses that they have, just look at this game. It could be a very good also fantasy if you put in some of these guys, because they will maybe get a lot of touches if it is a high game, but also be very cautious because they're also two pretty bad teams. So, I mean, maybe also don't. Maybe don't take the coin flip. But, yeah, so... Smith, you want to cork it off, and then I'll come up next.
Yeah, sure. I think I'm gonna give it to the Pats here. Mac Jones has been phenomenal, and for a rookie drafted as low as he was, not that he was drafted low, but for his value, I think he should have been drafted a little bit higher. But anyway, he's been exceptional and looks very good. But one thing that I saw browsing through social media a couple days ago, I don't know who said it again, but this guy was saying, I was like watching the pass game, and Mac Jones had 16 completed receptions, I don't know what's called, catches consistently. But then when it came to fourth down, like fourth and three in the fourth quarter, Belichick could have trusted Mac Jones to get those 3 yards or try to take the field goal option to tie the game. And he chose to take the field goal option, which is kind of a lack of faith in Mac Jones. Maybe just because he's a rookie. I think he's been doing great. But that's a little thing that just random thing I saw on the internet. But I think the Pats will win this game.
Smith, you kind of hit all my points right there. So, yeah, props to you. I totally agree with you. Mac Jones, he's been very good. Very surprising, too. You know, I thought Cam would maybe do something in the play camps before they dropped him. But, yeah, so it's kind of cool seeing a new, hopefully, maybe franchise-leading quarterback in the future, Mac Jones, like Pat, like the Pats did with Tom Brady. JD, take it away.
On this game, and when I saw Mac Jones get drafted, I mean, I thought that he wasn't going to be good because he was surrounded at Alabama with two top 10 receivers in Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle, and I didn't think he was going to be good, but he has definitely shown up in this position where the Patriots, they're really like a great team. They are not a great team, but he has definitely given this team some life, and I think they win this game. Speedy, what's our last?
Our very last game for the day is the Cardinals versus the 49ers. Kyler Murray, very good. Niners, been, wouldn't say mediocre, wouldn't say very good. They've been in the edge of that. They've been pretty good, not mediocre, as I said. Not good, pretty good. Smith, take it away.
Then me. I mean, Kyler's been good. I think Kyler, maybe it's just because I've looked at fantasy, and he's consistently got like 40 points every game. But Kyler's been good. Maybe it's just because he's a fantasy QB. But Kyler's a good QB. And I think with D-Hop, that elevates his game so much. They have J.J. Watt, who's old, I know. J.J. Watt is still great. D-Hop is still good. And Kyler's good, too. I think the Cardinals are going to win this game just because their offense is so aggressive and explosive. They can win this game.
I totally agree. Hot take here, so if you don't like hot takes, tune out now. I think that Kyler Murray is the new Patrick Mahomes, but even better. He's got the throw power. He's small, but look, that little small guy can run. Like, me, if I even had, like, those NBA shoes and I was even remotely faster.
And when you see the ice cream truck.
Yeah, and when I see the ice cream truck. Yeah, or just, you know, like, any food stand in general. Like, I mean, I can pass up on a good Chipotle, but, like, whenever I see, like, a good, like, when I'm in the mood for a good Chipotle, you already know I'm sprinting over there. And I'm faster than Smith when it comes down to food. So, yeah. I think that Kyler Murray is going to be the best quarterback in a couple of years just because he has such good potential. Maybe if he gets off the Cardinals into a very wide receiver-based team, I mean, he could maybe even make it to the Hall of Fame in just like 3 or 4 years with how well he's been playing with only A.J. Green. I think that the Cardinals can definitely win this game, and they will win this game. I'm gonna go on a limb here. 24 points. 24 points. Put it on the board. You know, bet on this game. Bet for the Cardinals. If you do, please don't sue me. I'm only 13, and I don't think that I have a lawyer. So, JD, take it away.
Yeah, Cardinals win. 49ers, I mean, they look okay. Have George Kittle in fantasy, the Iowa alumni, and he's not doing that great. I mean, if he comes alive and Trey Lance can hit those different, can hit those targets, because, of course, as you guys saw, Jimmy Garoppolo was out for part of last game. Trey Lance started. I mean, he's a rookie QB. It's going to be, I think, his first start. So, Cardinals take this win. And finally, I think, Smithy, you wanted to say something before we end off.
Yeah, so we didn't actually get to the Iowa game. We just kind of chatted about random opinions. But probably the most exciting game in college football right now, I think. 3 seed versus the 4 seed, Iowa versus Penn State. And in my opinion, the most hyped and anticipated and most important game in Iowa, like, for the last 25 years.
Still not chosen for college game day, though, which that is very stupid.
This game is so important, though. I am going to give it to Iowa for one reason, and one reason only. They're at Kinnick.
They're what?
You do not want to go to Kinnick. It's scary.
Whoa.
Big facts.
No, hold on. Listen to me. No one interrupt me. If they were at Penn State, that is the worst home field advantage you could ever go to. Bro, if you... I forget the game, but it was like the first play of the game after the kickoff. They were screaming so loud that they could not hear the hike. The Nittany Lions, if it were at Nittany Lion Stadium, then it could definitely... then Penn State would definitely win. And Kinnick, not that scary, bruv. And so I'm just going to go with... I'm going Penn State. They're, I just can't root for Iowa. You know, I just think that they're so overrated. And of course they have Purdue next. And then, yeah, it's, if they win this game, props to them. They shut me up. But I think that Nittany Lions are going to win.
Oh yeah. One sec. I'm just changing my opinion from earlier. I think Illinois will beat Wisconsin.
Yeah. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Bowling.
Also changed my opinion from earlier. I think Illinois gets a W by 50 points. It's gonna be like 48 to negative two. And yeah, I think Iowa win this game. As the biased Iowa fan I am, I'm gonna say Iowa wins this game. As what they said, it's at Kinnick. Probably the biggest game I was gonna have this season. And this would definitely, you know, help if Iowa or Penn State wants to get into that CFP at the end of the year. And Big Ten, it could be potentially a SEC Big Ten showdown at the end with Alabama, Georgia, and then possibly Ohio State and Penn State or someone like that. And that would be pretty fun to CFB if I do say so myself. So yeah, I'm going to pick Iowa, and we're going to end off this episode right here with our classic nachos.
Nachos, breads, and steak!